had to own the horse and had a plow and a bunch of grass. And the horse wasn't stout enough to pull them bunches of grass out, and the old nigger get in the single sweet with him and get it back up to the horse, and the two would pull the sodded grass out. They could go right up the other channel, and that's about the pagans, and I expect some of their children could tell you about that.
Huh.
From till yet.
My goodness. They stuck it out there, and did these colored people stay there and make the farm work up?
Oh, they raised cotton there. They lived up there in, four or five years, I expect. They owned the place east of the place here.
Uh-huh.
And we had an old dog. That's when they'd start this way. Well, he'd get out in front of the house and wouldn't let them come into the house at all. Then stop out at the road and holler, and father and mother would go out, and then they could come in.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, the dog wouldn't let them in at all.
Did he let other people in?
Oh, yes. He knew he wouldn't let them come up and bother anything. He didn't stay between them and the house or we children.
Uh-huh.
Make them stay the ground.
It's interesting how dogs can take over and think and know these things. I've got a little dog. I don't think he's got sense enough to eat unless I show him where it is.
That's the way with this dog here. No count for nothing.
Why?
No, there's a with their name, them colored people, and the old man didn't like hunt possum to eat. And he'd come down here at night and call my father out to get a dog to go possum hunting. But he never go by, take a dog and go load, and dog wouldn't let him come in about the place. But he'd go out and get the possum for him.
But he wouldn't go by himself, huh?
No, the dog wouldn't go with him by himself at all. My father hadn't go with him all of it.
Well, let's see, after you cleared your land, then you...
broke and planted the corn.
Uh-huh.
And the garden.
Uh-huh.
And after 4 years, we started raising some cotton. And there was a neighbor bought it for 50 cents a hundred. We had 600 pounds, I believe it was. He bought it in the seed. And he bought enough that he'd taken it to Guthrie to gin to sell it from different neighbors around.
Mm-hmm.
No one ever raised on the little spot of cotton.
Gee, that was a pretty good haul. Way to Guthrie.
A long haul.
Well, he must have been pretty enterprising to undertake that.
Well, he had some cotton of his own, but not enough for a load, and he just bought a load. I think he got about 1,200 pounds that he hauled up there, and I don't remember what he got for it.
Uh-huh. Did you make a crop the first year that you were here, or do you recall?
Well, yeah, we made a crop, a garden, more garden than anything else. Little between a horse and a team, little corn.
Mm-hmm. What sort of yield did you get on your corn in the early years?
Well, there never was no measure to it. We just gather it and